You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. And that's Gary Clark Jr. in Travis County. And if you don't know who that is, then you must not be listening to much music at all. Well, I'm Terry Lacona. I'm the executive producer of Austin City Limits, and I have taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin because this hour I am playing nothing but what I want to play. For the next hour, it's my KUTX, and I'm going to have some fun with this. You know, that being said, I've been thinking about exactly how to put together an hour's worth of music. I don't want it to be too personal or to be like a chronology of my personal musical taste. There'll be a little bit of that thrown in here too, but obviously a lot of it will relate to Austin City Limits. And the reason I wanted to start with Gary and Travis County is because it is officially the new theme music for Austin City Limits' 40th anniversary season. And I've got to put in a plug here because it's coming up literally just around the corner. October 3rd is going to be a two-hour PBS special celebrating Austin City Limits' 40 years. And then the next day on October 4th, we kick off the new season with Beck, And then for the next 2 to 3 months, we'll have brand new shows as part of our 40th anniversary. So, it just seemed like it made perfect sense. So that's that. But now let's turn back the clock a little bit, maybe like 40 years. And I want to start where I began, and that is back in upstate New York. That's where I'm originally from. Yes, I am a transplant. And I have to give credit where it's due to my baby sister, she's 2 years younger than me, Cheryl, who took me to my first rock concert in Albany, New York, to see Janis Joplin. That's Janis Joplin with Peace of My Heart. This is Terry Lacona from Austin City Limits on KUTX, and that was the first concert I ever went to see when I was, 21 years old with my sister in Albany, New York. Well, so I worked at a radio station in upstate New York, like I said, in Poughkeepsie, And I used to do this late night rock show back when FM was in its infancy. And this was, you know, the music of the day, like Janis Joplin, Beatles, Rolling Stones, Cream, you know, the music of the 60s and the 70s. But then at some point in time around the early 70s, I had this epiphany. My musical taste went through a pretty major shift. It kind of started when one of my anonymous listeners called the radio station late some night and asked me if I knew who Willie Nelson was. And at the time, frankly, I never heard of him and really didn't know much about that kind of music. So I want to play a Willie song that is certainly not one of his most recognizable songs. And as many great hits as Willie has had, this is a song that has always stood out for me from his album Phases and Stages. So here's a song called I Still Can't Believe You're Gone, which when I listen to it still kind of gives me chills. Willie Nelson.
This is the very first day since you left me. But I've tried to put my thoughts in a song. And all I can hear myself saying, cause I still can't leave your home. I still can't believe that you'd leave. Do was so wrong. There's just too many unanswered questions, and I still can't believe. I'm still living. I don't like it, but I'll take it till I'm strong. And all I can hear myself singing, baby, I still can't leave you
gone.
That's Willie with I Still Can't Believe You're Gone from Phases and Stages. I just love his phrasing on this song in particular and the way he holds some of those notes towards the very end. So yes, Willie Nelson and my friend Dan Del Santa are the reason I ended up in Austin, Texas in November of 1974, working at KUT Radio at the time. And by 1978, I had sort of slid over across the hall to the TV side of things and began working at KLRU at a time when Austin City Limits was really just was a newborn baby. The first year as producer, I realized that Austin City Limits had kind of reached a point in its evolution that it was time to stir things up. We had basically been a showcase for Austin and Texas progressive country music for those first 3 years, but we had kind of already cycled through most of what was happening in town and in Texas country music at the time. So one of the first shows that I booked as the producer in my first year was Tom Waits. Now, believe me, Tom Waits is about as far removed from Willie Nelson or most of the other country acts who we had had on in those first 3 years as you can get. And here's a song called Romeo is Bleeding, as only Tom Waits can sing it.
Romeo is bleeding, not so you notice. It's over on 18th Street as usual. Looking so hard against the hood of his car, putting out a cigarette in his hand. Crawled up a jugal that it pumps at Romero's beating body, and seeing how far they can spit. But it was just another night, and now they're huddled in the brake lights of a 58 Bel Air, and listening to how Romeo killed the sheriff with his knife. And they all jump and they hear the sirens. Romeo just laughs. It's all a racket in the world. They ain't never gonna see that copper's ass. He ain't never gonna see another summertime for cutting down my brother and leaving him like a dog beating the car without his knife. Romeo says, hey man, give me a cigarette, and they hurry for that pack. Frankie lights for him, bats him on the back. Throws a bottle in a milk truck, and as it breaks, he grabs his nuts. And they all know they could be just like Romeo if they only had the guts. Romeo is bleeding, nobody can tell. He sings along with the radio with a bullet in his chest. And he combs back his fenders, they all agree it's clear that everything is cool and that Romeo is here. Romeo is bleeding, he winces now and then. He leans against the car door, feels the blood in his shoes. Someone's crying at the fire point in a phone booth by the store. Romeo starts his engines, wipes the blood off the door. And it brought his shooting signal with a radio full blast. Even the boys there hiking up their chinos. And now they're all trying to stand like Romeo with their moon cut like a sickle. And they're talking now in Spanish, all about their hero. Bleeding. Hey man, Romeo is bleeding. Hey man, Romeo is bleeding. Ándale pues. Pachuco, Pachuco. Haga la lucha. Dame su pistola, hombre. Dame la chica de madre. Ay, qué pinche Pancho. Hey, man. Hago la lucha. Hago la lucha. Vamos a dormir, hombre. Hey, man.
There you have it, Tom Waits and Romeo is Bleeding. Terry Lacona here on KUTX, and I'm playing the music that I want to play for this hour. Now, that Tom Waits show can still be seen as a repeat episode on Austin City Limits, and with tongue firmly planted in cheek, we air it every year as our Christmas episode. Speaking of Dan Del Sano, in that first year as producer, I booked a show with Dan Del Sano. He had a band called the Professors of Pleasure. Dan had a pretty big impact on the Austin music scene. In fact, he had his own radio show here on KUT for some years called World Beat. Dan, unfortunately, is no longer with us, but he left a lot of music behind, which, unfortunately, many people never get to hear anymore. So here's a song from an album of his that came out about that time. It's called That's Life in the Big City.
Street, smile at those you meet. They don't smile back.
Gotta keep that cool and tight.
This girl is hot, that guy is tough. They got one thing in common, that stuff is just a bug. And you say, people are cold and can't find no pity. That's life in the big city. 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 One leg to stand on, foot in my mouth. Never thought things could be so cold in the south. This world of ours is in such a mess. We're living like beasts in the wilderness. And you say, people are cold and can't find no pity. That's life in the big city. That's life in the big city. That's life in the big city. That's life in the big city.
Yeah.
That's my friend, the late Dan Del Santo, and that's Life in the Big City with his band, The Professors of Pleasure. This is Terry Lacona. I'm the guest DJ on KUTX in Austin. Hope you're enjoying some of this music. So, people are always asking me what my favorite Austin City Limits show is. And after 40 years, it really is impossible to just pick out one, but I'm going to do it anyway. I finally come to realize that the Stevie Ray Vaughan show, the last show that he performed, really stands out above any other. And of all of the songs that Stevie Ray has done, recorded, and performed on ACL, this is my favorite. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble with Crossfire.
Day by day, night after
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble with Crossfire, one of the songs that he performed on his final Austin City Limits appearance in 1989, which personally I pick as my favorite musically and emotionally of all the shows that we have done as we approach our 40th anniversary this year. Well, I'm Terry Lacona. I'm happy to be your guest DJ here on KUTX. We're going to start jumping around here a little bit because, you know, my musical tastes are all over the place, and I think what defines Austin City Limits musically today is the spirit of independent music. And I'm going to play two cuts now that are kind of random because there are so many independent artists and bands who we've had on the show these past 15 or 20 years. But one that inspired me, I frankly didn't even know much about them last year until I was with my friend Jonathan Jackson at the ACL Festival. And Portugal the Man was on one of the stages playing in the mid-afternoon. And frankly, I was so captivated by their music that literally within about a month, I booked them to come and tape a show for last season. That doesn't happen very often. So let's play a song of theirs, followed by another one of my favorites from the last couple of years. First, Portugal the Man and Modern Jesus.
My country tears of thee, smell out a little tea. and they'll find out. Wondering when they'll find out.
And there you have two examples of why I love what they call indie music, starting with Portugal the Man and Modern Jesus, and then Tune Yards with the incredible Merrill Garbus and the song My Country. And they also taped the show about 2 years ago down at our new home at the Moody Theater. And that show is still repeating, so check your local listings and catch it the next time it comes around. I'm going to play a song for you now that nobody has ever heard before, at least outside of the Austin City Limits staff. The Foo Fighters were in our original Studio 6A back in the spring, working on a secret project at the time. They had a new album that they were recording, where they were going from one music city to another all around the country and recording one song in each city. And in Austin, they wanted to record it in the original Austin City Limits studio just because of its historic value. So while they were there working on their own project, I prevailed upon Dave Grohl and the band to record a song that we could use as part of our upcoming Austin City Limits 40th anniversary special. And I left it entirely up to them what they wanted to do. So Dave and the guys decided to do a tribute to Austin's great Rocky Erickson and record their version of Two-Headed Dog. Now, this is going to be heard on the PBS special coming up on Friday, October 3rd. And so here's a little bit of a preview of the Foo Fighters doing Rocky Erickson's Two-Headed Dog.
Yeah.
Man, they nailed it. That's Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, and Rocky Erickson's Two-Headed Dog, recorded in the original Austin City Limits Studio 6A this past spring, never before heard on the radio or anywhere else, but it will be performed as part of an Austin City Limits special, our 40th anniversary special on PBS, coming up on Friday, October 3rd. You'll actually get to see them perform it, too, not just hear them. Pretty awesome stuff, though. Speaking of our 40th season, a couple of the shows that stand out for me, one, both of them actually, we've already taped. The first one was with this incredible singer-songwriter from Kentucky named Valerie June. I first heard her about a year ago. In fact, I saw her at ACL Fest last year. She has a very unique everything about her, her singing, her songwriting, her onstage persona, and she sounds like she came straight out of the hills of Kentucky. And here she is doing Workin' Woman Blues. Valerie June, what an amazing band she had, too, when she taped her Austin City Limits episode back in June. And that will be airing come October as part of our 40th anniversary season. Now, by the way, in case you've just joined us, this is Terry Lacona. I am the executive producer of Austin City Limits, and I'm rambling a lot and just jumping all over the place, musically speaking, because these are the songs that I like and I get to play because it's my KUTX tonight. So this is a band that just taped a show for our 40th season called Future Islands. It's all about the lead singer, Sam Herring. He's got a great band, don't get me wrong, but he is one of the most amazing live performers I've seen. And here's a song from their debut album called Spirit. Thank you.
something new. Believe this, but engulfed in love's the most through what we do. Don't cast away, don't cast away, don't let them cast away.
So that was Future Islands with Sam Herring, lead singer, and the song Spirit, the most recent taping of Austin City Limits just this past week, in fact, which will air as part of our 40th anniversary season. Well, this has been fun. I can't believe the hour has gone by so fast. This is Terry Lacana. I'm the executive producer of Austin City Limits, and I've really enjoyed sharing some of my favorite songs. These songs mean a lot to me over this past hour. And I hope you'll continue to tune in and check out Austin City Limits' 40th anniversary season and our special on PBS on October 3rd, not to mention the festival coming up the first two weekends of October. And if that's not enough, there is even a new book about Austin City Limits, The History, coming out next week. And the author will be at Book People on October the 1st, as a matter of fact, if you'd like to go and pick up a copy and meet her. Well, that's not the end of the story, though. People are always asking me who I would love to have come and do the show who has not done Austin City Limits. And the answer is always the same. Number one on the list, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, who has never appeared on Austin City Limits, not for lack of trying. And hey, the boss just turned 65 this past week. So as a nod to Bruce, here is my favorite Springsteen song, in the hope that someday he will be on the Austin City Limits stage.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. How far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On the shoulder, half mile of line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up with your hands in mine. Come on up for the rising. Come on up for the rising tonight. Left the house this morning. Bells were ringing. Wearing the cross of my car.
see me in the garden, in the garden of a thousand sighs. There's holy pictures of our children dancing in a sky filled with light. May I feel your arms around me. May I feel your blood mixed with mine. The dream of life comes to me like a catfish dancing on the end of my line. Sky of blackness and sorrow, dream of life. Sky of love, sky of tears, dream of life. Sky of glory.